misunderstandings about CRM. Identifying CRM with a software system. CRM is a complicated system and difficult to understand. It is definitely not. CRM is expensive and unaffordable by small businesses. Absolutely not. Wrong assessment for the return on investment in CRM. Again, a no-no. CRM is a new term for database. Not really. CRM is about loyalty schemes. Again, not really. Definition of CRM. CRM is the core business strategy that aims to create and maintain profitable relationships with customers by designing and delivering super value propositions. It is grounded on high quality customer data and enabled by information technology. Hence, CRM is a technology-enabled approach to management of the customer journey. Most CRM initiatives have impact on the costs to serve and revenue streams from the customers. The use of technology also changes the customer's experience of transacting and communicating with the supplier. What are the importance of CRM? CRM is a company-wide initiative. Some of the advantages of CRM are as follows. Learning. CRM helps businesses learn so much about their customers, including who they are and why did they purchase your products, as well as customer trends and customers' purchasing histories. What has the customer trend been like? Was it very high in December? Was it very low in January? Was it very high in August? Why was it very high in August? Who exactly is purchasing your customer? And why are they even purchasing your products? Second, organization. CRM allows businesses to become more efficient by organizing, automating certain aspects of the businesses. Automation is just going to make your life so much simpler. You will only realize when you experience it in real life. Optimization. CRM allows businesses to optimize their customer interaction by simplifying and streamlining many of the more complex customer interaction processes. CRM increases customer satisfaction, which is of paramount importance for any business whatsoever. Number four, better customer service. A CRM manages all of your contacts and gathers important customer information like demographics, purchase records, and previous messages across all the channels. What it does is makes it easily accessible to anyone in your company who needs it at any point of time. What this does is gives you a chance to give a better customer service, leading to a better customer satisfaction. Number five, increase sales. As a CRM tool can help you streamline the sales processes, but also build a sales pipeline, automate key tasks, and analyze all of your sales data in one centralized place, your CRM, which is going to help you increase your sales and your company's productivity as a whole. Now imagine if you have a very streamlined process for your sales, you've built a sales pipeline, you've automated a lot of your key tasks, and you analyze all of your sales data, and all of that in just one tool. It is definitely going to help you take better decisions, which are going to help you increase sales and the productivity of your team and people in the team. Number six, improved customer retention. High customer turnover can have many negative effects for your businesses, like diminished revenue or disrupted cash flow. So use your and the information it provides about your customers to encourage repeat businesses. You need to keep getting the customer again and again and again, because customers are today spoiled with so much of choice that they might just quickly switch from your brand to another brand. And that is where you have to come into the picture. That is where your CRM is going to help you come into the picture and help you improve customer retention. Number seven, detailed analytics. It's one thing to have plenty of data about a customer, but another to be able to know what it means and how to use it. CRM software typically has built-in analytic capabilities to contextualize data, breaking it down into actionable items and easily understood metrics, as easy as a layman. That's exactly why analytics is important to get you to take better decisions about your customers. What are they liking? What are they not liking? What production needs to be increased? What production needs to be decreased? So on and so forth. Number eight, higher productivity and efficiency. CRM softwares use marketing automation technology, which expedites menial tasks like drip campaigns and frees up your employees' time to focus on work only humans can handle, not machines, like creating content. It can also ensure that no tasks slip through the cracks. Example, all important emails are always sent to the right people. Number 9, centralized database of information. Another thing CRM software does best is providing a centralized database with all the information on your customers, making it easily accessible to anyone in a company who needs it. Number 10, managed communications with prospective leads. Lead nurturing can be a very tedious and a complicated process. With many steps and opportunities to communicate, this is where the CRM can help you communicate with your prospective leads, nurture them, and eventually convert them into customers. Number 11, improved customer segmentation. A CRM will automatically segment your contact lists based on your criteria, making it easy to find the ones you want to contact at any given time. You know which segment this customer belongs to, and then you can take a call who should be handling it and how much should we be putting your energy and efforts into that. Number 12, more accurate sales forecasting. Using the automated sales reports in CRM softwares, you can identify key trends and get an idea of what to expect from your future sales cycle performance, while adjusting your current goals and metrics to suit those projections. Right? So what happens is when you have much more accurate data with respect to your sales, you can automate so many more things within your software and identify what trends are working, what is changing, and get an idea of what to expect from your future sales cycle performance, and so on and so forth. What are the challenges in the implementation of CRM? Prominent challenges to CRM are as follows. Number 1, lack of guidance. The project leader must start by crafting a valid business case for CRM before selecting a vendor, upgrading the software, or launching a new project. Assemble a cross-functional team to determine specific measurable goals for the initiative. Areas to consider include automating processes that will improve user productivity and boost customer satisfaction, streamlining marketing and sales processes, giving customers facing employees access to a 360 degree view of customer information, and supporting contact center agents with the tools to cross-sell and upsell both. Number 2, integration woes. Today there is no killer application that solves all integration problems. Most large-scale implementations require some customization. This may lead to problems that put vendors and consultants at odds with the customers. Many vendors and consultants maintain that most customers expect integration to happen like plugging in a light fixture into a socket and flipping a switch, which in fact it is not actually true, and it is an evolutionary process. It's not a plug and play. It takes a lot of customization to be able to develop a CRM software specific to an organization. For these reasons, experts say it pays to work with a vendor consultant on large complex installations. Not only are they extremely proficient in their own technology, but they often include fixes to the problems faced in their company's next software upgrade. Number 3, no long-term strategy. Believing that CRM is a technology solution is still a tremendous obstacle for far too many firms. The fact remains that CRM is a business process change. It's a process that you are changing within your business, often supported by technology. But there continues to be a tendency to look to technology as a sort of a business panacea. Business leaders who do are so often disillusioned by CRM because they don't align their business processes to meet specific goals. Issues like job roles and responsibilities, accountability and incentives are required for CRM to succeed. As a business leader, you need to be having a razor-sharp focus, and for that you need your team to perform in the best way possible to align your business goals with them. Only within a CRM can you do and measure things like their roles, responsibilities, accountability, and many more. Number 4, inaccurate data. An often overlooked yet insidious hurdle is wrong data, or inaccurate data and old information. data is the lifeblood of a CRM system. And incorrect data numbers, spelling mistakes, and outdated contact information can infect the system if it is left unchecked. Organizations experiencing a high percentage of data duplication rates, there are two main reasons. Customer touch points are multiplied, and the speed at which people can enter data has increased thanks to the internet. Number five, lack of employee buy-in. It's natural to resist change. Top salespeople may ask, for example, why should we be forced to change our working habits when those are very successful and help the company get more business? On the other hand, poorer performers may fear the outcome of their managers having a window into their bad habits. Failure to convince these and other employees of the benefits of the CRM often will result into passive resistance and low employee adoption rates in the company, which is going to make sure that your employees are not using the software, not valuing the software, which is going to lead to your software and investment going to down to the drain. So you may need to make sure that everybody in the company uses the software. Number six, no accountability. Driven by fear of the unknown, resistance also spills into managerial level in the form of avoidance or lack of accountability. It's something you're getting into that you might not know before, and that is the fear of the unknown. Thus, there is an unwillingness to assign accountability to project leaders in the top management. But CRM success depends on one and only one thing, which is accountability. There's a high correlation between lack of success and lack of accountability. Where there is no accountability, you don't know who to catch hold of, who did the wrong thing or who did the right thing. Number seven, poor executive sponsorship. Launching a CRM program can be a lot of work for the implementation team and for all impacted employees in the weeks after launch. Things will not be perfect out of the gate, and there are many frustrating periods wherein you have to refine the processes and the application and ramping it up to make sure it leads to what you were wanting to in the first place. The implementation has to be spot on, and iterations, improvements also need to be considered. Number eight, not engaging doers at stakeholders. There are many CRM projects where it has become apparent that management is disconnected from how work actually gets done by customer-facing employees. Engaging customer-facing employees in the design and development of the CRM program is needed for many reasons, such as sometimes only the customer-facing employees, the sales force or the salespeople, and the customer service staff know how processes actually work and how tools are actually used in the first place. The foundation of any kind of process involvement or improvement or CRM application design is a clear understanding of how things work today. CRM processes will be executed and CRM applications will be used by these employees, so it is only logical that we have an voice in how they are designed. Who are the we here? The salespeople, the people who interact with the customers directly. They offer a unique, valuable perspective that managers and executives cannot provide. You need your salespeople and customer-facing people to be able to give you their voice, their opinions on how and what should happen in the software, because they know processes and the customer at the ground zero level. Implementing a CRM program without a clear roadmap. Now, it's as simple as going towards a destination without having a destination in mind. Proceeding without a roadmap has the potential to be inefficient, confusing, and expensive. You need to know where you're headed towards. You need to know what is happening and when it is happening and why is it happening. And there needs to be some reworking done and redesigning done so that the impact is spot on top and every other initiative taken in the company. Number 10, providing inadequate training. Training is an area that for whatever reason, executives tend to focus on when trying to reduce the cost of proposed CRM projects. Our people are smart, or this is not rocket science. Are comments that often precede slashing budgets for training. Training, my friend, is the most important thing that a company can offer to their team so that they upgrade themselves and get better results for the team or for the company in the first place. For project managers planning a CRM initiative, the training effort is often addressed as an afterthought and does not get the same level of planning, preparation, and focus as other project components. Because they are like, training can be the last thing that can be done, but training should be the first thing that you need to do when you're implementing a new software tool like a CRM. Number 11, skipping data migration or data cleanup. Programmatically migrating clean data into a new CRM application prior to launch adds value in a number of ways. It reduces data entry for work employees. It reduces a lot of data entry work for employees. It reduces or eliminates the occasions where users need to go back to their old tools, helping to cement the switch to the CRM application. And it allows meaningful reports that compare post-CRM data with pre-CRM data to be run more easily from within the CRM application. Number 12, not providing value to all stakeholders. The CRM program will naturally provide value in different ways to different stakeholder groups. Managers and executives will look into CRM reports and analysis to gain insights into their businesses and customers to help them make better decisions and better predict future performances. Customer-facing employees, on the other hand, should find that the CRM application helps them stay organized, be more productive, and helps them minimize the administrative overhead associated with their job functions. The different models of CRM. The IDIC model. The IDIC model was developed by the Peppers and Rogers group as a generic blueprint for implementing CRM in a variety of situations. IDIC stands for the four stages of CRM implementation: identify, differentiate, interact, and customize. Identify, differentiate, interact, and customize. Identify. The first step is to identify the customers, which businesses can accomplish by collecting information like customer's name, address, purchase history, and so on and so forth. Number two, differentiate. The next step is to differentiate or segment your customers based on their current and projected lifetime value. Not all customers have the same value to the company. Number three, interact. The third stage is where you get to apply your CRM plans for integrating with your customers. Once your customers are analyzed and categorized, you can develop customized interactions. For example, for valued customers, you might offer loyalty benefits or rewards to encourage retention and continued spending. Number four, customized. After you've done identifying the customers, differentiating them on their lifetime value, and interaction and interacting with them, four is customization, the most important step. After you've documented all of these interactions, you can then analyze them to develop more customized one-to-one service for your customers. The goal is to ensure that your customers' needs and expectations are met and that you have pinpointed them individually or very narrowly. Number two is Payne's five process model. The five process CRM model was developed by Adrian Payne and Penny Froh. This model emphasizes a cross-functional approach for effective CRM processes. There are two main components to the model: cross-functional CRM processes and key elements of CRM implementation. Payne's model outlines five processes: strategy development, value creation, multi-channel integration, information management, and performance assessment. There are four key elements necessary for a successful CRM implementation: CRM readiness, CRM change management, CRM project management, and employee management. CRM value chain. A value chain is a high-level model developed by Michael Porter that identifies the processes a business uses to develop an end product or service for the customer. The goal of the value chain model is to identify and prioritize the most valuable activities to the company and improve processes to gain a competitive advantage. The CRM value chain model applies this principle to customer relationships. This CRM model observes all the stages and activities required to build a relationship with the customer. The schema model. The schema model is a commercial property developed as a benchmarking tool by TCF, the customer framework. The model aims to help companies strike an optimal balance between customer engagement and profitability. The model proposes a key financial goal for customer management: the achievement of sustainable incremental profitability. This goal is achieved when the identified foundations enable the successful execution of strategies designed to win and keep and develop customers' cost effectively. The schema model helps identifying four foundations that underpin successful customer engagement. Direction and leadership, that is clarity of strategy, cross-functional ownership, budgets, measurement. IT and data management capabilities, organizational culture, ways of the working of people, and competencies of people. How competent are people within the organization? The model identifies five enablers of good customer management, including the deep customer insight that is necessary for well-targeted marketing, selling, and service. The alignment of brand positioning with customer experience and the integration of channels and media and the way content is created and used. In the schema model of customer management, you can see that there are four things: win, keep, costs, and develop. Now, what do you see from top to bottom? Enablers, foundations, sustainable incremental profitability, channels, media, and content. What it says is that you need all of these elements put together to develop a perfect schema model for managing your customers. Right from what you need to keep them, what you need to develop to keep them better or keep them happy, what are the costs involved for the same, what is the technology that you'll be using, and how can you win the customer, right from direction and leadership at the foundation level to the medium that you will be winning the customers at. The conclusion about CRM is as simple as it's the trustworthy reporting, dashboards that are visually showcased data, improved messaging with automation, proactive service, efficiency enhanced by automation, simplified collaboration for your company and the teammates and the customers' understanding as well. With that, we complete the first chapter of CRM. And before we go to the next chapter, what I want you to do is quickly take a review of this first one and then move on to the next one. And you know what to do. Whoever you meet, wherever you go, whenever you can, don't forget to smile and spread a smile.